A new record has been reached in spending on lobbying in New York, according to a report released by the state's Ethics Commission. It finds more than $200 million was spent to try to influence government and policy in Albany. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
The report by the Joint Commission on Public Ethics finds $210 million was spent by lobbyists to influence state and local governments. That's nearly $1 million for each of the 213 senators and assembly members in the legislature. Among the top spenders are familiar names, the tobacco company Altria and teachers' unions, as well as hospitals, public workers, a gambling company, and gas and oil interests. Some of the reasons those names may be on the top spender list: former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg had tried to hide cigarettes from the counters of convenience stores, and health care and education are the largest parts of the state budget. New York's in the process of authorizing new gambling casinos and deciding whether to allow fracking in the state. Bill Mahoney with the New York Public Interest Research Group has analyzed the top campaign donors for 2013, and he says the same groups also show up in the top 10 contributors list. And he says the two activities are interwoven.
One of the most influential things that these interest groups can do is write campaign contributions to the legislators. Lobbying certainly helps get bills passed, but it's not quite the same as showing up and getting some private time as an official where you hand them money which they can spend to benefit themselves.
Overall, spending on lobbying-related activities actually dropped by $10 million after reaching a high point in 2011. The decrease is due to a decline in money spent on television ads. A lobby group closely associated with Governor Cuomo, the Committee to Save New York, spent millions of dollars on television ads promoting Cuomo's agenda in the first 2 years he was governor. That group has now disbanded, but the Democratic State Committee, which is controlled by Cuomo, spent millions on TV ads in 2013. They also back Cuomo's top legislative and budget priorities. Political parties don't have to register as lobbyists. Mahoney with NYPERG says the Committee to Save New York and Democratic Party ads may have scared off other interest groups. In the past, they spent millions on negative ads that often plagued former governors.
Other groups do know that they could be outspent and they can't just dominate the airwaves like they usually do. Most years, people can't turn on a TV in the month of March without seeing something about how Governor Patterson or Governor Spitzer or Governor Pataki wants to shut down hospitals or schools and all the awful effects from that. But those haven't been as common, certainly, since the Community to Save New York spent so much money running ads a couple of years ago.
This year, Cuomo is using his own funds from his $33 million campaign war chest to finance ads. Many of Cuomo's donations come from top lobbyists and lobbying interests. The report also shows that it pays, apparently, to associate with the governor. Former U.S. Senator Al D'Amato is now a lobbyist with Park Strategies. His firm saw a 61% increase in business from 2012 to 2013. D'Amato, a Republican, has already said he'll back Cuomo for re-election. Meanwhile, the lobbying firm headed by Pat Lynch, a former communications director for Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, saw a 17% decline in her business. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.